getting creative with arting and writing. It's a different take on the creative process, melding literature and art. Here to tell us all about is HPR's Noe Tanigawa, and I'm so glad you didn't trip on the stairs, coming down the stairs.
Was easy, right up there. You know, last week was so much fun. I stopped by Ho'omaluhia Garden to experience a new teaching method. It was a workshop for Kamehameha School's Ho'olaukoa Design and Strategies team of educators, and they were trying out this method called arting and writing. It's based on a new book by three local educators, Anna Sumida, Miki Miyashiro, and Meliana Meyer. So, you know, think of arting as creative making, okay? This approach uses Hawaii-based ideas and the environment here to motivate learners, or haumana. Sylvie Fields went through the process. She taught third grade for 19 years at Kamehameha.
If a child or haumana sees themselves in something, they have a connection, and so they stay with that, and that can drive their learning. This whole arting and writing is also about having them become creators, giving them, again, that space to access their identity and their passion and creativity, right? And they become the experts, and they can create something to help share to the world.
Sylvie points out that technology, I mean, we can get global experts by pressing a button here, okay? So the role of teachers is changing. Transmitting facts and concepts is just not going to be enough. Here is what kids need to know, they say. What will drive my desire to learn? And how do I learn best? To that end, Meliana Meyer, artist, educator. She's worked with students in classrooms around the world for decades. She says that Hawaiian style, learning starts with close observation at home. So this particular book, this edition of Arting and Writing, is specifically for us here in Hawaii.
Culture defines us. It animates us. It enlivens us. In the schools, as teachers, as educators, we see the benefit and change in the children when they're connected to their culture and when they're connected to their best selves through their writing and arting. And it's not theoretical. You're making something.
That's the fun part of it. Meliana says arting and writing are about not having silos or these separated subjects. The world doesn't really work that way, right? I mean, we know this. Miki Miyashiro, educator, spent 20-plus years in the classroom. She says for kids, they drive their own learning all across every subject matter when they know what it is they want to find out. And she says you'd be surprised what it takes to get at that.
What am I interested in? What drives me? What do I care about? This process, I think it's open enough where we're able to pull that out and help them discover how they can take that out into the world to have an effect and impact on others.
This is adding on a whole other...
It is, and I guess part of it is the time and space and allowing for that kind of, muddling around with the information, with the content to find out what it is and make sense of it.
Well, these wahine taught me the four T's of education. T1 is teaching in the, old style, straight one-way transmission. T2 is kind of conversational, learning from each other. Teaching to the third power begins when you're integrating writing and making across disciplines. And this is where educator Anna Sumida says transformational learning begins.
Transformational is where you're taking what is meaningful, functional, significant, and then putting it out into the world for others to use or to benefit from. So this is where if we can get kids to be producers of knowledge and taking things out into the world, that should be the ultimate goal of education. And then learning becomes meaningful and powerful, and you can never go back to just learning everything all in isolation or just learning at a transmission T1 level.
So how would you say this method, arting and writing, how does it work?
Well, I think it's like Miki was saying, we're really allowing our learners the time that they need to experience this messy kind of learning where things are not black and white, and things are much more open-ended, and there's so much freedom and safety in the fact that you can come from a place of your na'au and then express something, because there's nothing right or wrong about what you feel or what you know. If we allow kids in a learning environment to use all of their six senses, you are going to have amazing results. And that's really what I think 21st century teaching and learning has to be about. It has to be about really unleashing the potential of creativity and what's unique in each person.
Whoa, I mean, let me into that classroom.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, you know, and I'm trying to imagine myself at Ho'omalehia, fabulous, you know, backdrop. And, you know, I always hear a lot of new verbiage, you know, maker spaces when it comes to incubators, you know, and spurring that creative, innovative spirit, mm-hmm. you know, in our young people.
Where
so I imagine,
yeah,
you know, this is part of that, is getting them in a setting, maybe helping them to be more critical and analyzing things in the real world.
You know, what's great is they said that it starts with observation, very close observation. And then noting what it is you see, writing about what you see, and then you begin to really own the knowledge that you're discovering. Really fantastic. And it's totally Hawaii-based this time out. These people, Meyer, Mayashiro, Sumita, they want to offer workshops for teachers around the state. The book is called Arting and Writing to Transform Education, an Integrated Approach for Culturally and Ecologically Responsive Pedagogy.
So the idea then, Kamehameha Schools rolls it out in some of their classes. Could the charter schools pick it up or other schools?
Definitely. In fact, they've been working primarily through public charter schools. And, you know, it's a totally different perspective when a kid says, okay, wow, this is what I'm interested in. I'm going to learn about it so I can teach other people about it. That was how they started, was figuring how can I make the information these guys are learning really interesting for them to transmit. And that's where the arting comes in.
So there's a little bit of visual,
there's
a bunch
content.
Of hands-on,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and then you write about it.
Yep. Then you put it on out there. You're the teacher.
All right. Really interesting concept. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was HPR's arts and culture reporter, Noe Tanigawa. You can find her reports online at hawaiipublicradio.org.